listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Oh, thank you. Well, that was Chunt. You just missed him. He was helping me with an update from Arnie. What's it say here? King Arnie is busy this week learning how to hold his scepter at King's School. Anyway, I'm here to introduce our newly unpaywalled episode from Patreon. This is the last week to save 70% off your first month of Patreon. I'll tell you how after the episode, but once you join, you'll be able to enjoy Officers and Bosses Season 5, all past seasons of O&B in over 100 bonus episodes, with 2 new episodes every month, even during the season break. But speaking of breaks, let's take one from Officers and Bosses and enjoy this joke-a-day calendar episode, as much as such a thing can be enjoyed.
Patreon, Patreon, Patreon. Is that what we said that we do now at the beginning of these? Instead of Patreon, motherfuckers. Now, isn't it? Patreon, Patreon.
Patreon, Patreon.
Arnie, are you okay?
I don't know. As I was talking, I did feel like something, like I was unwell.
I heard a snap.
In my brain?
I don't know. I just heard a snap. I don't know what it was.
Patreon, Patreon.
Pizza, pizza.
Ooh, I'll take a... Ooh, what do I want? What do I want? Rooster feet. Maybe some pig snout. Fox face. Jelly beans and ketchup.
All right, I'll put in that order. It'll be ready by the end of the episode.
Sorry. I set up this golem of myself. It's a golem of myself that just says Patreon a couple of times. Patreon,
what?
Patreon. Yeah, get out of here. I'm going to melt it in front of us all.
Wait,
Meryl,
so Turtle, keep...
Claw.
Oh, fuck. Oh, it was having a little seizure. and then it exploded. Oh, little seizure. I'll miss little seizure.
Oh,
that's hard to
man.
Say.
Nothing sadder than a little seizure. Oh, man. But you should have kept that golem around, because then we could just cart it out at the beginning of every Patreon episode. Just say, Patreon, Patreon.
Well, do you want me to just make a little one that'll fit in your pocket?
Ooh. On my pocket? That's weird.
No, that's where it should go. Dingle thy chinsure but die for Cataldintach.
What
you
the
know what?
Fuck?
Dingle and in thigh. Honor of the beginning of that spell, I'm going to name this little Usador Dingle Thigh.
Oh, that's fine.
Aww. Patreon, Patreon.
Thank you, Dingle Thigh.
You, sir, will you... Let's see what's on the table here. Oh, will you take this piece of bread and will you make it like crazy bread?
Sure, like, I can make that it, crazy bread.
Yeah, like this bread will do anything.
Okay, let me see. I've been learning some new spells. I hope
yeah,
I
sounds
can,
like it.
Sounds like you noticed. Cuckoo-doo-doo!
Yeah, we have things we're going to do for this episode, but maybe is this the episode? Usador's new spells?
Oh, the piece of bread's just doing knuckle push-ups. I guess that's crazy.
I guess it's kind of crazy.
It's preparing for something.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put Dingle Thigh in this little jar. This is a jar I used to keep my talking pinky in, so this will just be...
Yeah.
I don't know where that pinky went. I think Genlevia maybe has my pinky.
That can't be good.
Yeah, all our horses are somewhere.
I'm going to put this crazy bread in my pocket. All right, creep. Ready to start the app.
Still doing push-ups?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, I came up with the most exciting thing we could possibly do during a Patreon episode.
Ooh, give each other tattoos.
Take a bath together.
Ooh, take a bath together while tattooing each other.
That Ooh. Will can be, you know, if we get enough new patrons, we'll put that on the schedule.
Oh, chut. Taking a bath together while giving each other tattoos and wearing a Batman hat. Val Kilmer's Batman hat.
Oh, Arnie, can we?
Val Kilmer's
Batman hat?
Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm out.
Arnie, what do you have against Val Kilmer's Batman?
I don't know. I mean, I actually am one of the few people that prefers George Clooney's Batman.
That's what you always say. You always say Chris O'Donnell was the best Robin.
Yep, that's exactly what I say. Who's he competing with again? Anybody?
I don't know. This is from your world.
That's true. Well, speaking of my world, look at this. This is an Earth thing. I have a joke a day calendar from Earth. We're finally
going to... Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
We are finally going to explore comedy on the podcast.
Oh.
Whoa.
Only one joke a day? That seems like too little.
Well, we're going to blaze through the days, really, which is my new slogan.
Oh, nice. Let me roll up a fatty. We're going to blaze the... Usador. Take a bath. Oh, hi, buddy. We take a bath while tattooing each other, while wearing Val Kilmer's Batman hat, while we blaze up the day.
Sounds good to me.
Be careful, though, Chun. If you're blazing up the day, that almost always is how you end up with a little seizure. Like, that's always how you end up making that choice.
I made my hot tub and I'll lie in it.
So on my world, I don't know, do you have... I know you have calendars of some sort in Foon, but do you have, like, novelty gift calendars where it's just, like, a total waste of paper where every day you rip off a page with that day with maybe, like, a fact or, like, a Dilbert some bullshit or, like, a joke?
Well, I have a magical gem that if I peer into it, it tells me what day of the week it is and what month it is and what year it is. Yeah. And if I stare at it long enough, it makes me question the entire nature of existence.
Yeah. We don't have dildo calendars or whatever you said earlier.
Well, that's a good idea.
But we do have, like, prank sundials. So a prank sundial is, like, every time it's a new day, you kind of turn the sundial, and it will randomly contact someone in Foon. And then you can sort of, like, what we call is prank sundial them. And you can kind of, like, fuck with them and, like, do bits and have some fun.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also maybe tell time with it.
Oh, yeah. Any sundial will tell you the time.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, there was some dried meat that was very fond of making those prank calls.
Was it just one piece of dried meat?
No, there were multiple young gentlemen made of dried meat that would make those calls.
The Jerky Boys.
Yeah, the Jerky Boys.
Now, was there a healthier duo? Wasn't there the Turkey Jerky Boys?
There are the Turkey Jerky Boys. There's the Veggie Ladies. What else?
The Tofurky Smirkies.
The Tofurky Smirkies, so smug.
We gotta get them on.
Arnie, if you want any other sort of, like, joke, funny stuff, you should go see... There's a warlock who lives in Foon. You don't see him a lot, but he has a shop. The warlock's name is the Great Spencer. And Spencer, you go into his cave and he has, lights of black and titty posters and penis-shaped gruel. Just all kinds of fun stuff like
penis-shaped
that.
Penis-shaped gruel?
Yeah, so it's like gruel, but when you take your spoon and dip into it, there's little penises in it and they're kind of wiggling.
Oh, penises in the gruel.
Yeah, but the gruel itself is also penis-shaped.
The oats themselves have been formed into the shapes of penises.
Yeah, there's edible wizard cloaks and wands that are like a penis wand.
And can you get like a fake ID that names you like a Foonish breast inspector?
How did you know?
Just a guess.
Arnie, have you been looking through my FBI apparel? My Foonish breast inspector apparel?
And here's the thing, you should go to jail.
Well, if the FBI ever catches me.
Sure, absolutely. Now, guys, I know what we're talking about is incredible and interesting, but I'm going to talk about something even more interesting. A joke of the day calendar. And this is actually an embarrassment of riches because apparently this calendar isn't even a joke of the day. It's multiple jokes of the day.
Oh.
Whoa.
Arnie, don't be embarrassed to be rich.
All that Patreon money. I'm rolling in it, baby.
Now, Arnie, as I understand, you have a comedy background, which you've never used on our show, since this is hard-hitting journalism. Yeah. So I'm so curious to hear your point of view on these jokes.
Yeah, I've got pretty refined taste when it comes to jokes. Pretty refined taste, actually, now that I think about it. Love puns. Love puns.
All right.
So I would like to hear what you guys think of this. And also, off mic, you guys are really fun. We hang out and we joke around. I know you guys have a sense of humor that isn't really represented on the podcast.
Sure.
So maybe you can help. Maybe we can see if we can come up with jokes that are as good as the ones in this calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that sounds fun.
And Arnie, I am taking notes just because I want to be studious about this. Did you say it's joke of the day or joke o' the day?
What are the two options?
Was it joke of the day or joke o' the day? O apostrophe.
F or apostrophe are your options.
Well,
Who really got hung up on this layup?
Didn't think this would be this difficult.
Well, let's bring the episode to a halt to figure this out.
Guys, this is what happens when I try to do comedy.
Sure.
Well, I'll stop dissecting this frog here.
I should have... I should have just been able to deal with that. I should have been able to just Joko cruise through what you were talking about, but I just couldn't quite do it.
Next time.
Maybe next time.
All right. January 1st, the beginning of the year.
Oh, that's good.
But it's a good one. No.
That is good.
No, here's the joke.
Oh.
Question.
Question, but said as a statement. Arnie, that's funny.
What kind of car does Mickey Mouse drive?
I don't know who Mickey Mouse is, but yeah. I know you have a car. And your car is I haven't seen it in a while. I want to say it's a Honda Odyssey.
It's a Toyota Camry, and it's been destroyed long ago.
Hmm.
But there are pieces of it still around Foon, I think. Some people worship parts of it.
Okay. I assume this is one of Momo's siblings. So I think it would have to be... a car with a truck's strength.
Ooh, yes, that's great. Sort of like a semi-car.
Look, this one is just... this is one you guys aren't going to get, because this is very earthbound. What kind of car does Mickey Mouse drive? A minivan.
Okay.
Minnie is Mickey's longtime girlfriend.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess a mouse would drive a minivan, because mini in our world means small.
Yeah.
But that doesn't explain the girlfriend.
All right, the year's not off to a great start, but here's another one from January 1st.
Now, hold on. What kind of cart would Momo the Mouse drive?
A
Momo van?
No, that's not bad.
I do know that the engine would go maybe it's a hot Toyota.
There we go. Or an Oldsmobile.
I like that, but I don't know why.
Don't tell her I called her an Oldsmobo.
Oh, she'd choke you out. Arnie, point of business.
Mm-hmm.
You said January 1st, and then you said a joke, and now you're saying also January 1st. I thought this was a joke of or oh the day.
You're not wrong. Look, here there are three jokes every day, so I don't know.
So those are more jokes oh the day.
They should have probably just picked the best one. Maybe I'll pick the best one from every day. Let me move to January 2nd. Give me a moment. Talk amongst yourself while I read these three jokes to
Chunt,
myself.
I just was wondering, if you had to write a joke of the day calendar, which day would you pick?
Which day? I guess I would pick today.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
I would pick Flurn's Day, and I would always write a joke for Flurn's Day, and it would probably go something like, how many wizards does it take to change a mystical gem out of an amulet?
Oh, I think you once told me 5.
Oh.
I have chosen the joke from January 2nd. Why did the horse put her foal to bed?
Why did the horse
put her foal to bed? Oh, this is embarrassing. Seems like whoever wrote this made a typo.
Foal is
what you get when you eat food, Arnie.
But we do have horses in Foon, right?
Yeah.
So you can also have foals.
A foal can also be a young horse, Chunt.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Different words mean same things.
That's right. Never forget. Why did the meritocracy?
I mean, not bad.
I don't think it's right.
Only foals fall in love? What was the question?
Why did the horse put her foal to bed?
Oh, coma?
Yes. Yes. The answer is it was pasture bedtime.
It was past the horse's Ooh. Bedtime. Yeah, I guess that would make sense. You put.
Yeah, I mean, that one's not bad.
If it's past your bedtime, you should put it to bed.
Yeah. January 3rd. Okay, now I got to read these.
Stretch of silence here. Right? Oh, yes?
I've been workshopping some for open mic night. I've been working on some wizard jokes, and I just want to make sure that these sort of pass muster, like they're not offensive.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I go ahead and...
Okay. No, go ahead. I'll tell you what is out of bounds.
What's a wizard's favorite type of meeting?
What is a wizard's favorite type of meeting?
Staff meeting? I have what's a wizard's favorite type of infection? It's a staph infection.
Oh, those are both very good. I like those, Chun. I think that's very funny.
Okay.
And I'm, as a wizard, I'm not offended.
Okay. All right.
I have chosen the joke.
Oh.
For January 3rd. And keep in mind, this January 3rd, there are actually four jokes. So
Whoa,
I don't
what
know.
What the hell?
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. Why did the fawn put on a sweater?
Wow, these jokes are really obsessed with animals.
They really are.
Why did the fawn put on a sweater? Okay. This is... It was going to a stag party.
Good.
Why did the fawn...
Did the fawn put on a sweater? Because something about deer. I don't know.
Had a huge rack.
Okay.
Well. Because it was buck naked.
Okay.
January 4th. All right.
Also put on pants, I guess, because the lower genitals are the most offensive.
Yes, that's true.
Have we ever really talked about how offended we are by...
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain...
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produce this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
I guess because... The lower genitals are the most offensive.
Yes, that's true.
Have we ever really talked about how offended we are by lower genitals?
No.
I think they're foul. I don't think they should be seen in public, even though multiple times there are instances you can find in the show where I have bared it all.
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting. I think it's in poor taste.
Yep.
And I'll do it again.
And let's be clear. We here at Hello from the Magic Tavern have... Nothing wrong with upper genitals.
Yes.
Yeah. You got a dick mouth?
Yeah.
Goddess blesses you.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. But the
lower
genitals.
Or you're doing a handstand and showing your stuff? That's also fine.
That's fine. It's all the leaning over to see it that bothers me. To really get a good look.
We're getting
old. Have to bend down like this.
Our backs hurt. We're like having to bend down to look at those lower genitals.
It's irritating.
I don't know about you two, but I just stand over a hand mirror.
Oh. Okay.
I should have been reading this during this
absolutely.
Whole time. Oh, God. Give me a moment.
Trunt, I want to surprise Arnie.
Okay.
I think we should do something nice for him.
Oh, a good surprise. I see. I thought you meant like you wanted me to jump on his back or something.
Oh,
a good surprise.
I hadn't considered that.
What were you thinking? You were thinking like a gift or like a nice relaxing night for him?
Yeah, just something to help him relax. He's so busy here running the tavern and you know, just, you know, generally keeping things afloat.
He was saying that his, you know, the finger he uses to hit record once a week, he was saying that finger was starting to get a little sore.
Oh, that's okay. There's a start. Maybe we should get him a pair of padded gloves.
Ooh, yes, a pair of padded gloves and... maybe like a gift certificate to a spa where he can take a bath, get tattooed, wear Val Kilmer's hat,
Batman hat,
while getting blazed all night.
I've chosen the joke.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Why?
Oh, shit. You guys don't know how knock, knock jokes work? Okay, so this is how it works. I'll say knock, knock, and then you say who's there. Knock, knock.
Oh, I see. You want me to say
sorry.
Knock.
Sorry.
Yeah, I need your help to make this joke
I see.
Work.
Arnie, I got it. Arnie, you sir. Arnie wants me to say knock, knock as well, so we have a pair of knockers.
There you
knock,
go.
Knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
Shit. All right. All right. I'm going to say best one knock, yet. Knock, and then you're going to say who's there. All right? Either one of you, frankly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Wendy.
No, it's Chunt and Usador.
Oh, shit. So then you... let's treat this like a real scenario. Just walk your way through...
That's what we were doing. Arnie, you can't point at us and say, I'm going to say knock, knock, and you say who's there. We know it's you.
Yeah, okay. So everybody, both of you close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now imagine that you're at your home.
Okay.
And you hear... Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Grab my axe.
Wendy.
It sounds like Arnie.
Oh, well, Wendy, go. That Wendy sounds like Arnie.
Okay, wait. Let's start over. Open your eyes, close your eyes. That's how you reset. Open your eyes, close your eyes.
All right, close again.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wendy.
Wendy who?
Wendy Snowfalls. We can go sledding.
Do you want to come in?
I lock my door. I bolt it. I nail all the edges of the door. I put a chain around the door. I'm never leaving the house again. That voice was haunting.
All right. I've made an executive decision. I'm only going to do knock-knock jokes from now on.
Ooh, Arnie, I think I just thought of one.
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting
Wait, which... whose door did you knock on? Did you knock on my door or Usador's door?
Your door. Arnie, your door.
Okay,
knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck me.
Interrupting which?
Usador, he knocked on my door.
Yeah, I didn't say who's there.
You're a terrible neighbor. It's not none of your business. Okay?
Fine.
All right, sorry. Will you knock? I'm going to open my eyes, close my eyes. All right.
I don't know that this gets better than what just happened.
All right, here's the next one from January 6th, my birthday. I know, it sucks.
Happy birthday.
Knock, knock.
Arnie, happy birthday.
Oh. Okay, open your eyes, close your eyes. Now imagine, I'm going to go to Usador's door this time.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who is there? Tell me your name, but lest I shan't grant you entry.
Left hand.
Left hand. Who art thou?
I left hand forgot my scarf and mittens.
I left and forgot my scarf.
Uh-huh. You sir, stop laughing. Let the left hand is going to freeze to death. It's going to freeze to death.
Oh no! Don't you get it? It's a play on words, Chunt. You see, left hand, but it's I left and.
Wow. Arnie, are these jokes you wrote?
These are not. These are jokes I paid money for.
Oh.
All right. Chunt, open your eyes, close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm coming to your door. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Weirdo.
Weirdo who?
Weirdo, we go from here.
Weirdo, we go from here. I assume, as a learned creature, that... Where do we go should be where do we go, but weird and where are pronounced quite differently.
Yeah. Doesn't quite scan, as they say.
Guys, do you think I can get my money back for this calendar?
Seems unlikely.
How much was it? Oh, gosh, let me look. It was probably like $9, $10. That's Earth money.
$10? 10 naked bucks? And then you have to buy sweaters for those? Man, that really adds up.
It does add up. It's true.
Get him some pants, too.
But we did learn an important lesson. If a weirdo comes to your door, don't say anything. Don't answer.
That is a good lesson. I've often opened my door to any weirdo who's come up, and sometimes I've had a wonderful adventure, and other times I've come to regret it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Arnie, by that joke's logic, I know that you on Earth are a big fan of Weird Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
So, we could also say that you're a big fan
of Batman again.
We could also say you're a big fan of Where's Al?
Yeah, Where's Al? You got to find Where's Al.
Okay.
Guys, I'm going to throw this calendar away.
No.
We've never done this before.
No, Arnie.
We're just going to completely abandon the premise in the middle of the episode?
Arnie, here's what I think is happening.
Yeah.
I think you're spending, I want to say, 10 to 15 minutes looking, cherry-picking the best joke for each day. And I think that 10 to 15 minutes causes a bit of buildup to where we're like, holy shit, this is going to be good. I think if you just rattle some off without sort of screening them first, I think that'll be...
All right, I'm going to do them as fast as possible. I'm just going to pick why did the Easter Bunny go trick-or-treating at Christmas? Jesus Christ, you guys...
What's Easter and Christmas?
Too much. I don't know what any of
those things didn't make any sense.
Well, we've also come to learn that jokes are very culturally specific. And some of these Earth references, they are beyond us. But I thought that left-hand thing was really spectacular.
Yeah, he sort of lost his fucking mind at that.
It was left-hand, but it was also left-and.
Guys, this page, this isn't going to mean anything to you. I just need the listeners to know. This page is from April. The middle of the year, not the middle of the year, but, in this almost mid-spring, and all three of the jokes are about Santa Claus.
Whoa. They really ran out of material quick.
I guess so.
It's very strange. All right.
So, June 17th, Arnie, what game do monsters like to play?
Ooh, a lot of times they'll play, like, Pounce and Slice is, like, a big one in the monster community. I want to say...
Orc Ball.
Bonk the Brain, Bork Ball, Where's the Fingers is a big one.
I know that those creatures who live in the maze, I don't know what games they play, but they drive a Minotaurus. Would that have helped earlier?
Hide and Shriek.
So monsters on your world are going around just screaming all the time? Is that the suggestion there?
Sort of. Or they make people shriek?
So they find a good hiding spot and then give it away immediately?
Yeah, that would
make sense.
That would be a bad game. Guys, I fucked up with this calendar.
No, Arnie.
I fucked up so bad.
No,
we wasted our money.
Arnie, no. What's the ogre under that if you go straight to December, there'll be no seasonal jokes?
Okay, let's see.
And Arnie, I just want to say how cool it is on Earth that it's seemingly everyone's bad at math, because here in Foon, deck or des means 10, and you told us that December is the 12th month, so I think that's kind of fun that no one can count.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't want to read the jokes, you could just read some of the numbers and days. Would that be fun?
Knock, knock. Wait, no, sorry, guys. Open your eyes, close your eyes.
Okay. Whose house are you at?
Oh, well, knock on Usador's.
Oh, yeah. I'll go to Usador's. Very good. Usador. You got a little... I'll ring the... Instead of knocking, I'm going to ring the doorbell. Ding, ding.
Ooh, belly button.
Who's approaching the step of the house of Usador?
Ivy.
Ivy, tell me more about your whole premise.
Ivy, lot of cards to put in the mail.
Ivy, lot of cards to put in the mail.
Okay. Lot of cards.
I swear I'm reading this word for word. Lot of cards to put in the mail.
Ivy, lot of cards in the mail. Ivy. Oh, is this like earlier with weirdo and where? Does Ivy sometimes rhyme with where? Is that what it's trying to do?
I don't think so. That's it.
See, I would change the joke, personally. I would rewrite it as follows. Arnie, I'm at your house. Ding doon.
Who's there?
Ivy.
Ivy who?
Ivies are very important if you're low on saline.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Arnie, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ivy.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm busy with this other person. Can you come back?
Yeah, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll sorry, wait. I was already here, but I've said what I have to say.
Yeah,
my
get
name
away.
Is Ivy, and I am leaving now.
Never come back to my house.
Oh, how dare you?
The door's open, so I'm just going to walk in.
Oh, shit, who are you?
Knock, knock. Oh, I'm Ivy.
Ivy who?
I be wanting your blood.
Oh, shit. Well, you should go talk to that other Ivy, because they are also vaguely blood-related in a different way. Are you two from the same family?
Never met.
Did you? Wait, you're still
don't know
here.
Her. No, I'm walking away. Now, those were both better jokes, in my opinion, personally. Chunt, I thought you did an excellent job.
I thought you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
Who's open for someone to come to their door? Chunt, are you available to have visitors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, knock.
Who's there?
Meow.
Meow who?
Meowy Christmas.
Okay, this I can get behind.
Guys, I fucked up so bad with this calendar.
That's pretty good for the Christmas holiday on your world.
I guess so.
You told us that they say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry and Meow are basically third cousins of words. I mean, in all of the words, they're... You know, distant.
And if you
cousins.
Had a big cat mask on while you said that, gold.
Do you guys want to hear the very last joke of the year?
Desperately.
Oh, for the show or on the calendar?
This is the very last joke we're ever going to do on the show.
Okay. Yeah,
this episode isn't going to be done, but this is the last one in the calendar.
Wow. It's all been building to this.
Knock, knock.
Where are you? You have to tell us whose house you're going to.
Let's say one of you is like house-sitting somewhere. Like, it's not your house, but you still feel like a duty to answer the door in case it's something important for that house.
Oh, house-sitting. So, Arnie, say knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
And I'm house-sitting?
Yeah.
On the roof. Hey, I'm up here.
Hey.
Who's there?
His eyes are up there. In fact, all of them is up there.
Don't look at my lower genitals.
No. Well, your lower genitals are pretty high up. So,
oh, thank you.
Although, and frankly, it's hurting my back looking up this high.
I always hear that your lower genitals are hurting my back. I always hear that daily.
Oh, no. All right. You know what? I'm going to go over to the house across
the street.
Yeah,
that's fair. That makes sense. Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mason.
Mason, I'm sorry. My name's Rick. I'm house sitting. I don't know you.
Are you curious to know more details about who I am?
I'm sorry, Mason. I'm Rick. This isn't my house. I'm house sitting. I can't let you in.
Do you know when the people you're
I'm
house
gonna
sitting
call for, the constabulary.
Do you know when the people that own this
I'm gonna,
house will be
I'm
back?
I'm gonna call the constabulary.
Okay,
you
fine,
need to leave.
Fine. I'm leaving.
Well, I guess...
There's got to be another house in this neighborhood that I can go to.
I guess Chunt sitting on the roof of this house is looking pretty good.
No, I'm not going to that house. All right,
Why don't you ask me? Why did you ask Rick?
I don't... Yusidor, where are you house sitting?
At my own house. Fine. I'm at, I don't know. You didn't like that answer, so I'm not very imaginative. Let's say I'm house sitting... for Crom the Barbarian at, within the giant skull of Krakatal.
Okay. I'm going to the giant skull of Krakatal.
Arnie, one does not simply go to the skull of Krakatal. There are many traps.
Yeah, you have to get through
the sort of traps I'd have to get around.
Different feats. Well, first of all, there's a moat. I mean, that's like 101, right?
That seems tough, but I do have an important message to deliver.
Yeah, but do you take a boat? Do you try to, like, jump on the back of a crocodile? Do you try to find a way to lower the drawbridge?
Whoa, crocodile. So this is a saltwater moat.
Saltwater moat.
Whoa.
Are crocodiles saltwater? I guess, is that true?
What do you mean?
These crocodiles are.
These crocodiles are. Oh, okay.
So how do you get across the moat?
I fly.
Okay.
Oh, good choice. Okay, well. So after you get across the moat, you're confronted by 12 skeletons, each with a shield and a sword.
And each with a sadder backstory than the previous.
Do I have to hear all these backstories?
Well, that's up to you. What are you going to do? I mean, technically, yes, they're going to start telling them. But the question is, how do you interact with them?
Yeah.
How do you get past them?
Yeah. I try to say, hey, guys, is Crom home?
Oh, yeah, he's in the back.
Okay. They clearly don't know what's going on because...
And then you just kind of walk around
sitting.
Them?
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
okay.
Walk around them.
You pass. That's the test.
That's good.
To not fight them or engage with them, but to simply walk around them.
You know, that's part of one of the things I'm trying to do this year is to not engage with fools as much. To just, like, if it seems like it's not going to be good, I'm just going to move on to the next
trap.
Arnie,
why won't you look me in the eyes?
Anyway.
Interesting.
What's the next trap?
Well, there's a floating ball of lava, but it sounds like your mother.
Hmm. In what way does it sound like my mother?
Well, it's sort of scolding you and telling you everything you've done wrong in your life. Uh-huh. But it definitely has your mother's voice. Even if that's not your mother's personality.
Sure.
You get the sense that this is your mother, and she's very disappointed with you. But she's also a giant ball of floating lava that's coming at you at a relatively quick speed.
Okay, so coming at me.
Oh, Arnie, too tall.
Too tall.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say your mother? I meant Jean Stapleton.
That's what I thought.
Those were the days.
So I'm going to try to line myself up. That's what I thought.
Those were the days.
So I'm going to try to line myself up, like, kind of close to all the skeletons, and then when the lava ball gets close to me, I'm going to dive out of the way, and hopefully that the lava ball will, like, bowl down the skeletons like a bowling pins.
That's exactly what happened to me.
Oh.
You have arrived at the door. What do you do next?
All right. First of all, I'm going to look. Can I do a perception check of the door to make sure that there are no more traps on the door?
Yeah. Sure. Arnie, go ahead and roll for perception.
Yeah, roll for
perception.
Just grab that roll. Arnie, grab that roll.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, and just, do I eat it?
Yeah, see how many bites it takes you?
1.5.
Okay, 1.5, but was that a natural 1.5? Because you're obviously pretty hungry.
Yeah,
so was that adjusted 1.5?
Oh, it was natural. Adjusted. Yeah, yeah.
It was adjusted, okay. Yeah, so, all right, let's see.
Because that would be bad. Like, it would be great if a roll would take me 20 bites, because that would be healthier for my digestion.
Okay, so adjusted, that's a 7... Okay, so you got a 7. And what was your question?
How's my perception of the door? Like, is there anything I need to notice about the door?
Yes. With a 7 of eating the roll, you notice that the door is made of sort of a black oak. There's a sheen to it, so there's clearly been a veneer that's been laid upon it. You don't see any discernible sort of, sort of cantrips or booby traps on the door, but you can't be quite sure. But there is a there's one of those like sliding doors. Sorry, not a sliding door. A little window that can be slid back and forth to where a guard behind it or someone behind it could talk to you.
Okay, I just don't know. My roll. I ate it so fast. I'm not sure if I can really trust that this door is safe. Can I sort of walk around like the perimeter of the house to see if there's another entrance?
Well, it's a giant skull, and it's clearly the only door that will grant you any entry. Where the skull ends, it sharply is a very steep mountain that goes up into the sky, into the clouds above your head. So this is the only entryway that you can see.
So if I go up, if I try to start to climb up that mountain, though, can I sort of... If the skull is up against this mountain, can
Arnie,
I maybe sort of get to the top of the skull?
You can't climb. It's too smooth. It's the mountain itself is like...
You don't know what I can do. You never believe in me, you say.
The mountain
that's my boy.
Shut up, Gene.
Thank you, Gene Stapleton.
The mountain itself is like a black glass, sort of very slick.
Obsidian.
The skull has been polished to a point that you just slip right off of there.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave this skull island entirely, and I'm going to go and start training. I'm going to start training to make myself physically stronger.
Okay.
I'm also going to get like a lot of equipment that I would use to climb this mountain, because I feel like you don't believe in me, and
I'm just telling you what's there.
No, because I know that there's you don't believe that I can do it. You're not even letting me eat a roll, and I'm so hungry.
Too tall.
Arnie, eat a roll for your training.
Okay. Ugh. How many carbs are we talking? Like, is this bad for my training?
Carbs can be good. They can be sort of magic
healthy
into power.
Carbs. All right. Num. I don't know. How many nums was that?
It sounded like 11. And let's see. Okay, so that's like a 16. So you train pretty hard. You get ripped. You come back a year later. You are the best mountain climber in the world or up there. You're in the top 5 to be sure. So you're back at the skull.
All right. So
okay. You approach the moat.
Okay. Oh, wait, I got to start over from the beginning?
Well, you left the train,
of course,
right?
You left.
You didn't train in front of the door for a year, did you?
No, you're right. No. I said I distinctly said I left the island. Okay. So, what is the first thing? A boat?
Well, Arnie, here's the rub. You clearly got past the
rub. Stop rubbing me.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were just getting so tense.
No. Yeah, I am a little bit, but...
Arnie, 1 year prior to today, the sort of owner of the skull saw that you blew by a moat. You went by their skeleton guards and defeated your lava marble mom. So they've sort of upped their security system.
Yeah, they changed
total
everything.
Total sense.
Yeah.
Oh.
The moat is now full of little barbs. Like
Barbara Hershey?
Yeah, it's like little funny girls or whatever.
I was thinking it was like a rose vine that had grown to an enormously, hysterically large size. Oh. But Barbara Hershey could also be in there, I suppose.
Okay. Boy, you know, this seems a lot harder, but the fact that they've upped the security so much feels like I must really be onto something with trying to go up this mountain. They've been trying to hide it from me, but it's clearly the way I'm supposed to go.
Hey, Usador.
Yeah?
This joke better be fucking worth it.
Why doesn't he just fly over it again?
Oh, wait, that's right. I fly over it.
Ooh, Arnie, as you start to fly...
Why was he trying to climb the mountain if he can fly?
I was asking myself that the whole time. Arnie, you start to fly over the moat, but there have been some anti-Arnie missile spells have been... Yeah, so some magic missiles start flying right at you.
Okay, wait, so I fly... the missiles are coming at me, so what I decide to do is I...
Arnie...
Yeah?
They're missiles, so they don't hit you. If they were hittles, you'd be dead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Sorry, I thought that was obvious.
They magically miss every time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. All right, so I get to the other side. So how have they beefed up security on the other side of the moat?
The skeletons have boots now.
Okay. So that slows them down, probably.
Well, they're on their hands.
Oh.
The skeletons still confused. Have brains, canonically.
Can I just sort of walk around? Well, you know what? I'm interested. I asked the skeletons, guys, how are you doing?
And the first one goes,
oh, not so good. You know, 2 years ago, my sister and I stopped talking to each other.
Mm. Why did you and your sister stop talking to each other?
I don't know.
Okay. So I decide I'm not going to ask any follow-up questions. I just still walk around the skeletons again.
Yep, and that still works.
That's fair. I think, like, you know, okay. I tried. I gave a little bit of effort, but that wasn't good at going.
And they appreciate that.
Okay, so now is there anything...
Arnie, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Gene Stapleton seems to be more positive, but is this a trick?
I'm so proud of how tall you are. How great it is that you must hit your head on every door you walk through. Oh, and podcasting... That's exactly what I wanted you to do when you grew up.
Hmm.
So Lava Gene Stapleton Ball is coming towards you at an alarmingly fast rate, with sort of lava tendrils outstretched, wanting to give you a hug.
Oh. Can I ask, am I allowed to ask, like, sidebar questions?
Sure.
Do you think the same trick is going to work again? Like, if I just, like, dive away and let the lava ball hit the skeletons?
I don't think it will. I mean, you got around those skeletons the same way twice. I don't think you're going to get away from Gene Stapleton that
easy. I don't know why you're asking us. It's your mom.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I'm gonna hug the lava. I'm just going to embrace the lava and know that, look, sometimes family relationships aren't all positive. Sometimes there's a little pain there, but, you know, there can also be love to get to the other side of it. Wow.
Okay, the whole front of you burnt off.
oh, shit. That was wrong.
Yeah.
Do you still want to knock on the door?
Okay. But, Arnie, I do want to just give credit where credit's due. What a beautiful sentiment. Sometimes you got to hug the lava. It's,
sometimes,
you know, sort of an analogy for life.
Yeah.
Of sometimes we got to do something we don't want to do or something that we, you know, need to do, but it might hurt. And you know what? We just got to hug the lava.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe, though, I'm learning that maybe you don't have to hug the lava. Like, maybe that's a bad idea. And you feel like you dutifully have to, like, be there for another person. But maybe sometimes I should have just taken my own advice. Like, walk around people. Just walk. Just don't deal with them.
Yeah.
Should have cast a nice spell. That was the correct answer.
Is there? Yeah. Do I have anything with me that can heal my entire burned front?
Oh yeah, you've got a salve that grows back fronts.
I got front salve.
I know that's confusing to say that it grows back fronts, but that's what the salve does.
Huh. Back fronts. Okay, so your penis is now a butt.
Okay, wait, hold on. I haven't used it yet.
Yep. Oh, Arnie, you've never used your penis? Oh, my gosh. Where to start?
Oh, wow. Boy. You're going to love this.
Can I eat a roll for perception of this back front salve to see exactly what it'll do before I put it on me?
Arnie, you can eat a roll, but be warned, you're going to piss out your butt.
Okay. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
Okay. So what you learn is what I've already told you, that it will grow back your front.
Okay. All right. So salve it up. Salve, 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 salve.
Chunt was right. You pee out of your butt now.
Okay. You pee poop out your butt. Okay. And Arnie, you see a big door. It's exactly as it was a year ago, except now there's a big formidable sign that says no solicitors.
Oh, can I? Wait, hold on. Am I still house sitting a year later?
I think so.
Oh, damn it. I'm pissed.
You know how Crom is. Crom, he doesn't come home that often. You know what
Son
I mean?
Son of a... All right,
easy
fine. Crom,
easy go.
Yeah. So I'm not going to worry about the sign because I'm still going to go around to the back of the skull and try to climb this mountain so I can get on top of the skull.
Yeah. May I remind you, in this scenario, you are capable of flight.
Yeah, but I did all this work. I buffed up. Like, I want to earn it.
All right.
So I climb. Do I got to do anything for that?
No, if you've buffed up as much as you say you have, I assume you and have the correct equipment, a grapple and a rope and things like that. You scale it.
Wait, hold on. Before, you didn't want me to do it. Now you seem to be like, yeah, you got the stuff. You can do it. I don't trust you now.
What are you talking about?
I don't trust you now. You know what? I'm not going up the mountain because you seem to want me to go up the mountain.
I don't care one way or the other. I'm just telling you what's possible.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here waiting in this house, probably covered with dust, sitting perfectly still in a rocking chair, waiting for someone to knock on this fucking door.
All right. I'm going to go back to... I'm going to walk around to the front... Ignore
Wait, you're
the
not even going to climb up there now?
No, I'm not going to climb the mountain.
And Arnie,
Son
as
of
you want it too much, you pervert.
Arnie, as you decide not to climb the skull, everything starts to fade. The skeletons, the orb, the moat, the skull itself. It all starts to fade away, and you realize you're in a big room. This was all a simulation. You're in the Y room. It's a room where a professor holds these theories of, like, why? Why did he do this? Huh. And there's a big door to the that goes out of the Y room.
Okay.
Did you want to knock on that door?
Do you have a code name, by the way?
Beast.
Your beast.
My code name
okay.
is Beast.
Your
I'm
code
beast.
Name is Beast.
You guys know me. If I were to have a code name, I think you guys would both agree that it would be Beast, right?
Yeah. Sure. I'd be Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be Kitty Pryde.
Yep. Exactly.
You're so proud of your cat.
I know, you really are. You don't talk about it enough, especially since you haven't been home to feed that cat in years.
I mean, that cat's probably dead, but it's
that cat
already.
Is probably dead, yeah.
Better not
But
to
the
check.
Pride lives on.
Because Schrodinger's cat, I don't know if you know, have you ever met Schrodinger?
You have definitely mentioned Schrodinger before with exactly that name.
Yeah, he had somebody house sit his cat, and he hasn't checked on it in 8 years. And so in his brain, he's like, well... could be dead, but it could be still alive, but I just won't go home to check.
Okay.
He won't go home because he's so busy playing his tiny piano.
Sure. All right. So there's a door in the Y room.
Mm-hmm.
Does it go to, like, the showers or what? I'm trying to remember the last time I was at the Y.
I don't know, Arnie. Maybe you should knock on the fucking thing.
Okay. I knock on the door. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mason.
Oh, Usador.
Yes?
Do you think it's Dick Mason? Isn't that who Arnie said Robin is?
I think it might be Dick Mason.
Okay.
Who's there?
Mason.
Mason who?
It's pretty a Mason that I'm still knocking after this entire year.
Whoa!
Good night, everybody! All right. I'm going to walk out of this tavern. Bye, guys. I love you. Big hug for Usador.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
big hug for Chunt.
Big hug for you guys.
Bye, Arnie. We really did it. Bye.
Oh, and my pizza's here. Oh, my pizza finally did it.
Arnie, get out of the way. The pizza's here.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, I'm just going to bask in the glory of the best Patreon episode we've ever done. Bye. Bye,
guys!
Bye! Bye, little seizure!
Patreon!
I'll be honest, that's a weird one. But I feel the mystical energy is beginning to crackle all around me as the mysterious podcast feed attempts to undo us once again. But I shall prevail! Chud the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rifai. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. This episode was edited by Anna Haverman. Logo by Allard Laban. Theme by Andy Poland. And once again, I've overcome the feed attempting to transmit evil nonsense into our world. But you may ask how you can help our quest from your world. Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com or patreon.com/magictavern to become a patron and support the show. Join before July 5th and use code OFFICE to save 70% off your first month. You'll receive many benefits like a monthly newsletter, a quarterly meet and greet, early access to live events, 2 new bonus episodes every month, with over 100 bonus episodes available right now, and an ad-free version of the main feed. So join now and make sure that Chunt doesn't go hungry. We only feed him if you join. And don't forget, you can also get all of your favorite Magic Tavern merch by going to hellofromthemagictavern.dashery.com, including brand new shirts all the time with all sorts of charming images of us saying disgusting things. And don't forget, time is running out. Use code OFFICE before this Sunday, July 5th, to save 70% off your first month of Patreon. Until next week, fair listeners.